Hey, TJ, how do you feel like today went for you, man? Just being able to have your pro day workout.
I feel like it went well. I didn't really like my shuttle. I ain't really like my shuttle, but I believe it went very well. I liked it.
And then just, you know, what were you hoping to show NFL teams today just based off of, you know, what you were able to put on tape last season?
Just like my athleticism, you know, see how quick and how fast I am. That was my biggest approach for me. You know, the people I was training with at XPE, they wanted to focus more just on, like, you know, my 40 and how fast I can be able to and minimize my 40 speed. But, you know, I just wanted to show everybody I could do everything, you know, and I'm just athletic enough.
Did you want to take the scouts over to the O-Dome and let them watch you dunk too?
Yeah, I mean, hey, if they want to go over there, you know, and see me play basketball, you know, I love to go over there and play basketball.
Sure. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Edgar, go ahead.
What did you think about your former American Heritage teammate there?
Oh, they killed it. I feel like he killed it, especially his vert. His vert was out of this world. Probably ain't going to end up going viral, but his vert was crazy. He threw up 26 reps right behind me. I had 27. He threw up 26 reps right behind me. 40 was great. I felt like everything else he just killed, you know. He's just a natural-born athlete, very strong guy. He got a bright future. He got a bright future.
I mean, he's had a lot of scrutiny for a while now.
Say it again.
He's had a lot of scrutiny for a while.
Yeah,
do you feel like he silenced a lot of critics then?
Yeah, he stayed away from it. He always told us to never bring the negative energy to him. He don't want to see any other negative. So, you know, we always try to stay out of his way of bringing negative energy to him or trying to show him what this person is saying about him. But I really believe that he just came out and, you know, just showed him that he is what he is. You know, he a playmaker. He does what he does.
Thank you, man.
You got a follow-up?
Yeah, I just want to follow up on that. What do you think NFL teams should know about him as a person? Not the player. They can judge that for himself.
Him as a person. You know, you're gonna get he weird. You know, he listened to different type of music than we listen to. Just like, you know, he's just in his own world. But, you know, but when he steps in that locker room or steps on that football field, it's time to work. But, you know, he a gamer. He loved the game. He just be in his own world. You know, he don't really go out much from, you know, just being with him in high school and coming to college. You know, he don't go out much. He's just a gamer. He, like I said, he like to play video games and just chill. That's pretty much just him. That's what he do. And working out, basically. Game and workout, that's all you do.
Yeah, TJ, I was just wondering, like, what kind of feedback have you specifically gotten from teams about how they want to use you at the next level?
I've gotten from teams, you know, they want to see me at both fronts, 3-4 front or 4-3 front. Being with Grantham these last 3 years, you know, he plays back and forth. He switches it a lot. So, you know, I'm pretty durable in both. I can do both. I'm confident that I can do both. So, you know, that's just all they've been talking about. It's just like, which one do I like best? You know, I don't really have which one I like best. I don't really prefer either one. Just know I can do both.
Is there any club in particular that maybe seems to really be high on you more than others?
Say it again.
Is there a club in particular that seems to be, like, really high on you maybe versus others?
I don't know. I don't know about that.